Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so glad to have you with us today. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. I am your host, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Starnes, and today we are on the road broadcasting from Mid-America Baptist Seminary in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, ready for a great weekend as conservatives from all across America join us to learn how to engage in the culture. And we're going to be talking more about that a little bit later on in the program today. But now more than ever, folks, it is vitally important for us to engage the culture and to fight back against these woke school boards and city councils all over the nation. And this is how we're going to take back the country. This is how we're going to change the direction of the country. And that's why this big weekend event in Memphis, Tennessee is so vitally important. And we want to invite you to come out and be a part of what's happening here at Mid-America Seminary this weekend. All the information on our live show blog. Well, folks, we've got a lot to get to through the program today, and we want to invite you to give us a call. You can join the conversation at 844-747-8868. Again, that number is 844-747-8868. So I want to start with this raging controversy surrounding President Biden's new Ministry of Truth. Now, this is a fascinating story we first brought to you yesterday, and now it's only gotten much weirder. So it turns out that the person who has been selected to head up the Department of Homeland Security's misinformation department is slap crazy. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it that this person is slap crazy. She's been out there saying horrible things about President Trump, President Trump supporters, conservatives in general, and she, in fact, has been accused of spreading misinformation. So the question now is, why would Biden hire someone to run his disinformation ministry when, in fact, this person is guilty of spreading disinformation? Her name is Nina Jankowicz, and she is the new DHS Ministry of Truth czar. And most recently, she called Hunter Biden's laptop a Trump campaign product. Now, our good friends over at Fox News Channel, Jackie Henry, Henrik over at the White House, ripped into Jen Psaki and said, hey, what's going on here? And Psaki, it seems as though the White House has no idea what Homeland Security is up to, because Psaki is pleading ignorance. She doesn't know the person, doesn't know anything about the person, and cannot give us any information on why this person, Ms. Jankowicz, was hired for the job. Now, before we get into some of the particulars of the disinformation she's been spreading, the woman is just sort of creepy, folks. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it. She's just weird. This is some audio that surfaced just the other day. And you're going to be hearing the new Ministry of Truth czar singing a song about disinformation. Let's take a listen.
Bombering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little idle lie. It's how you hide a little idle lie. It's how you hide a little idle lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine. Or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain. They're laundering disinfo when we really should take note. And not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious. By saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet so disinformation's origin seems likely less atrocious.
Sweet Mother America, I don't know what to say. How do you respond to that? I mean, this is an individual who is going to be put in charge of an organization that is meant to crack down on all of you conservatives out there. You've got a question about the China virus. You've got a question about these vaccines and whether they work or not. Guess what? She's coming after you. And this woman is clearly slap crazy. But they're coming after you, America. And that's the whole point of this ministry of truth. So Fox News yesterday in the press briefing went after the White House and said, what's going on here? Because the person that you've assigned to crack down on disinformation is, in fact, guilty of spreading disinformation. And the White House could not answer that question. Now, look, at the end of the day, this all goes back to the Obama administration, when President Obama himself unleashed the Internal Revenue Service on many good and decent people. Many of them were friends of mine. Their only crime was actually being a conservative in America, being pro-life in America, supporting traditional marriage in America. And their punishment was an IRS audit, were investigations, public shaming. That's exactly what this Ministry of Truth is going to be doing to all of you in the conservative world. And the ultimate goal is the same goal as Lois Lerner during the Obama IRS years. They want to silence you. And if it's going to take bullying, they're going to bully you into silence. That's what the Biden administration is doing. And they learned this from a very successful individual in this endeavor, which is Barack Hussein Obama. Keep in mind, the only full-time job Barack Obama had, ladies and gentlemen, was as a community organizer. His job was to rile people up and to target and bully people into submission. That's what Obama did for a career before he got elected to the Senate, before he got elected president of the United States, by labeling Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as racist. It is heinous, it is disgusting, it is despicable, and it is very, very effective. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we've got this insane audio, Marjorie Taylor Greene going at it. I have never heard anything quite like this. Marjorie Taylor Greene going at it with little Jimmy Acosta. So he's back. I mean, I didn't realize he still had a job over at CNN, but apparently he does. And little Jimmy Acosta is now spending his time earning his paycheck by ambushing and attacking conservative women on the street. It's unbelievable. We've got the audio. We're going to play that. Also, more information coming out of the hearings with Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the head, the secretary of Department of Homeland Security. We're going to be playing some audio there as well. All right. Again, our number 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth. wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008, those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Mid-America Seminary here in Memphis, Tennessee. Would love to see you. If you're in the neighborhood, drop by and say hello. We're here all weekend as conservatives from all over America gather for the Culture Engagement Summit here at Mid-America Seminary. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. President Trump is fired up. Just a few moments ago, the president reached out on social media, and I want to read the statement from the president. He's upset because CNN, MSDNC, many other news agencies have been getting these text messages between the president's chief of staff, former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and many conservative leaders and conservative talk show hosts, and they have been publishing those text messages. Clearly, they have been leaked from the January 6th committee. All of this is meant to destroy President Trump, as well as anyone associated in the Trump orbit. So this is not a surprise. The question is, why haven't any text messages from Barack Hussein Obama's chief of staff, why haven't they been released or why haven't they been leaked? And President Trump has a very good argument here. Because I believe when you look at the entire Russia collusion hoax, if you take that back to day one, all of the little breadcrumbs lead to the Oval Office. And the question that has yet to be answered, who was ultimately responsible for spying on the Trump campaign, for creating the fake dossier, who ultimately was responsible for all of that? Now, there are a lot of theories out there. I personally believe that all of this originated from the Oval Office. And here's a statement from President Trump. I immediately call for the release of all text messages sent to and from Barack Obama's chief of staff during their attempt to overturn the 2016 presidential election. I completely agree with this. This should have been the rally cry from day one. Trump goes on, they spied on my campaign. They spied on my transition team. They even spied on the White House while I was in the Oval Office. They did everything they could to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and stop the will of the people. Remember, the original insurrection happened in 2016. It was attempted. They tried to sabotage Trump's campaign. Then they tried to sabotage his presidency. And this is very well documented. And now we know that all of this information that was spewing out about Trump turned out to be false. They proved it to be false. Trump goes on. They did everything they could to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power, stop the will of the people with their Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, Mueller scam, and more. I wonder what the text would reveal. Unlike my chief of staff, which show patriotic Americans concerned about illegal and massive election fraud in 2020, I say bad things would be revealed. Do you believe that? Do you agree with President Trump? Who do you believe was ultimately responsible for trying to take out Donald Trump? That, to me, has been the greatest controversy, the greatest scandal of all time. Somebody tried to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States. And we need to get to the bottom of that. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Now, while all this is going on, more text messages have been leaked. And one of them in particular I wanted to share with you because I'm fascinated by this. It involves Sean Hannity, former colleague over at Fox News Channel. And Hannity airs some dirty laundry about Fox News in these text messages. Now, I'm going to read this to you. This is from CNN. They were the ones who got their hands on the latest treasure trove of text messages. And again, Trump is right, by the way. I'm reading all of these text messages, and instead of convicting anybody, it looks to me like all of these text messages are exonerating people, including Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, they said they were all in cahoots and plotting the January 6th riot, when in fact that turned out not to be the case. But the media, these people are just evil, evil. And they're going to ignore the facts, and they're still going to spin their own narrative. But here it is. This is the text message between Mark Meadows and Sean Hannity. CNN writing, the text show both men debating Trump's strategy to challenge the election, complaining about Fox, and plotting about what to do after Trump left office, including possibly working together. Quote, you also need to spend at least half your time doing business with us, Hannity texted Meadows on December 12th. And I'm serious. Did you ever talk to Fox? I've been at war with them. Meadows says, I agree. We can make a powerful team. I did not talk with Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott because I got tied up with pardons, and will make sure I connect. You are a true patriot, and I am so very proud of you. Your friendship means a great deal to me. Hannity replied back, feeling is mutual. Now, I'm curious to know what exactly is Hannity at war with Fox about? Because there is a lot of, again, there's clearly something there. Clearly, something is not right at Fox News, where their previously number one star in prime time, Sean Hannity, is saying that he's at war with them. What exactly does that mean? Are there efforts at Fox News Channel to marginalize or sideline Sean Hannity? And by the way, a lot of folks are now saying that Tucker Carlson is the future of that network, and it's not Hannity anymore. So the question is, you know, again, Hannity's involvement, clearly he was in the president's ear, he was guiding the president's agenda, and he was telling Trump what to do and what not to do, and giving significant guidance to the Trump administration. And that seems to match up with early reporting that he was a de facto White House, that Sean Hannity was in fact a de facto White House chief of staff. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I don't necessarily, you know, look, I get it. Some of you are out there saying, well, wait a second. Why should a journalist or a talk radio host, why should they have the ear of the president? Well, look, folks, this is nothing new here. This has been going on since the Kennedy administration, when you had Bill Bradley, who was then the executive editor of the Washington Post, best friends with JFK, and both men and their wives used to party together. They would vacation together, and they would share strategy together. So this is really, really nothing new. Well, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Nicole from North Carolina wants to weigh in on Fox News. Nicole, what's on your mind?
I have a theory about this. I believe with the Hannity thing, I believe the Murdochs hate Trump.
That is true.
Yes. And I believe Paul Ryan, the Murdochs, I think they're all behind the thing with Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is true blue to Trump. I believe that. And I really believe the Murdochs are behind all what's going on with Fox News.
Yeah, look, and so is Suzanne Scott. Now, she is a true blue player as well. She supports Hannity, and, you know, I think she understands the product, and she understands the messaging. I mean, she came up under Roger Ailes and Bill Shine, and I know her personally, and so she's rock solid. But I think you're onto something there, Nicole, that this could be the Murdoch boys, the brothers, making a play here. But then again, to your point, Rupert Murdoch has a big problem with Trump. They hate each other, and there could be an effort there to take out a Trump loyalist at Fox News Channel. All right, well, Nicole, we've got to skedaddle for a break here, Nicole. I'm terribly sorry, but we appreciate the call. Folks, 844-747-8868. Who do you think it is at Fox News that's out to get Trump? 844-747-8868. We are broadcasting live from Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I am trying to live healthier. And one of the ways I've done that is by taking dietary supplements. But I've discovered a problem. I don't like taking pills, especially the big giant health pills. So I've got some great news for all of us. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements. So if you take a supplement in pill form now, you got to change. And here's the reason why. It turns out you don't absorb most of the nutrients in pill form. They can be hard to swallow. Vitamins you can't absorb. Well, they're a waste of money. And that's why doctors have created Healthy Cell. It's a great tasting ingestible gel with 165% more absorption than pills. And by the way, they taste delicious. So switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great tasting nutrition. Go to HealthyCell.com. I've arranged for my listeners to receive an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use the code Todd at checkout. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. We are broadcasting the show from Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee, getting ready for the big Culture Engagement Summit. If you would like information on attending, look, we've made it very simple for you. Just go to our live show blog over at toddstearns.com. All that information is there for you. Now, again, going back to this latest treasure trove of emails or text messages, rather, between Sean Hannity and Mark Meadows. There is new information coming out about Hannity's relationship with Fox. CNN going on to say in this article, the text messages shed light on Hannity's tensions with Fox. The Trump-aligned channel infuriated the former president by calling Arizona for Biden on election night. On December 6th, Meadows sent Hannity an article about then-Fox host Chris Wallace interrupting Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar when Azar called Biden vice president instead of president-elect. Quote, doing this to try and get ratings will not work in the long run. I'm doubtful it is even a short-term winning strategy. That's the text Meadows wrote to Hannity. Hannity responded with a jab at Fox. Quote, I've been at war with them all week. We will talk when I see you. If this does not end the way we want, you, me, and Jay are doing three things together. One, directing legal strategies versus Biden. Number two, North Carolina real estate. Number three, other business I talked to with Rudy. By the way, Hannity, if you did not know, has a thriving real estate business on the side. And that could be what they're referring to there. Hannity expressed his frustrations several days later, telling Meadows that he made a campaign ad. I was screaming about no ads from Labor Day on, Hannity wrote. I made my own. They never ran it. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm frustrated. So clearly there's something going on there. On December 11th, Meadows asked Hannity to send the phone number of Suzanne Scott. Quote, I can call through the switchboard. But that makes it a bigger deal, Meadows said. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Jerry on the line wants to weigh in on Fox. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to make a comment regarding the channel changing so much and being so anti-Trump. And I wanted to point out the guy who, now that Wallace is gone, who's probably next, well, he'll never leave because he's a senior vice president of marketing, but it's Neil Cavuto, and that guy is a gigantic, rabid anti-Trumper who was on 17 hours a week spewing his anti-Trump, anti-conservative bile all over both the channels Fox and Fox Business. And by the way, he's the guy who said that ivermectin will kill you, even though he's not a doctor. And speaking of doctors, he just had Fauci on last week. So Neil Caputo, he's the worst. Well, now that Walz is gone, he's the worst. And he's the next that's got to go, except Senior Vice President of Marketing. He's not going anywhere.
Well, no, he's not. And I think that's been demonstrated. So clearly, those anti-Trump people are getting protection from inside the building. And the question is, how safe is Hannity here? That would be my concern. Clearly, if they are, and why would Fox News Channel be at war with one of their most beloved and one of their top conservative hosts? That makes absolutely no sense. But I can tell you that there was a shift in the building, and that there are a number of liberals in charge at that network now, and they're cracking down on whoever they can crack down on. For me, it seems Hannity and the primetime host are off limits because they bring in most of the money to the network. So I don't think you're going to see them going after them or getting rid of anybody.
No, they won't. One of the things, almost a hobby of mine, is I go to the website Mediaite frequently to look at the nightly, actually all day, the television ratings. And I don't have it in front of me, but Hannity has something like 2.6 million viewers a night. So he's, Tucker obviously rules the roost with well over 3 million, but Hannity's not going anyplace. And he just set the record for 25 years broadcasting, so he's not going anywhere. But you're right, the mood over there changed. You know, it's the Dana Perinos of the world, the Martha McCallums, Brett Baer, there's a whole slew of them, Sandra Smith, just a whole, what's the other guy, Trace Gallagher, they're just anti-Trump, and it's just disgusting how Fox has changed into, they haven't changed into CNN or MSNBC, but they've gone so far towards the middle. It's really disappointing. And
well, and the question now is, well, Jerry, let me jump in here. The question is, who will conservatives go to for their news and information? And I don't think you can trust Fox News to be able to do that. And again, outside of the primetime lineup, but if these, and again, these are Hannity's words, not ours. He's at war with Fox News. So my question at that point would be, where do people go if, in fact, they want to get that news, that information? And I suspect it's going to be old school, just like we did before the days of Fox, when conservatives got their information, their news, from the radio, and specifically talk radio host. And that's why I believe that talk radio is vitally important to whatever's going to happen in 2024, because I don't think that he is going to be able to get a fair shake there. I just don't. Jerry, God bless you, and thanks for the call. Let's go to Charlie in Brooklyn, New York. Charlie, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Sons. I'm a part Southerner and a long-time listener. But I want to ask you, from whom would you like to take back the country when you said we have to take back our country? From who? I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
Well, we've got to take back our country, Charlie. That's a great question to ask. We've got to take back our country from these leftists, these woke leftists who want to destroy the Constitution. They want to dismantle capitalism, and they want to turn our nation into a third world socialist hellhole. That's who we've got to take back the country from.
People tolerant of homosexuality and that sort of thing. Take back the country from the tolerant people. So. Is that right or no?
What are you anti? Are you anti-gay or something? Is that what you're? Is that what you're telling us?
No. But that's always the implication from saying we have to take back the country and address the culture. And the culture is obviously.
I'm curious about how your brain got. We've got to take back our country to declaring war on gay people. Take me through that process, Charlie.
I think you know exactly what I.
No, that's why I'm asking you. Clearly, I do not, Charlie, so why don't you tell us? Did Charlie hang up? Charlie hung it. You see, this is the problem with these leftist folks. First of all, we love to have them call into the program, mainly because we want the opportunity to try and convert them to the right way of thinking, the conservative way of thinking. But more importantly, it gives you an opportunity to see how these folks operate. They don't want a fair and balanced conversation. They want to throw out talking points. And when they do, when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, we go in for the kill. So clearly Charlie came in here wanting to make some sort of a point, and he was exposed for not knowing what in the world he was talking about. All right, we got to take a break here. Jeez, Alou. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. And I do think we need to take back the country, also from the godless heathen Democrats. What say you, America? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Well, emergencies happen all the time. No power, no lights, no news. Federal agencies are now urging every family in America to have emergency radio. That's why Newsmax, by the way, I watch Newsmax all the time. They also publish Newsmax magazine. It is an incredible publication. Dick Morris, Bill O'Reilly, Mike Regan, some of the great hosts they have. They want you to get the World Band Emergency Radio free with Newsmax magazine. This powerful radio works during any emergency, doesn't need batteries. It comes with a hand crank and a super LED flashlight. The radio also includes NOAA, weather band, long range AM receiver, FM band, and even a USB you can plug in your cell phone and get it charged up as well. The Dynamo Emergency Radio normally retails for $30, but you're going to be able to get it free with a discounted Newsmax magazine subscription. Newsmax is news you can trust, everybody. So go right now to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. Folks, this free radio could save your life. Quantities are limited. So order today at gettheradio.com. Well, it was just momentarily that we had, just a little while ago, that we had Congressman Andy Biggs weighing in during this fierce debate up on Capitol Hill with the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Let's play some of that audio.
So the answer is you would support amnesty of some kind. So you said that you would, that the border's closed and secure. You've said today you're following every law. You understand, don't you, that the law, Secure Fence Act of 2006, you're in total violation of that. Operational control. You don't have the border under operational control, do you? Section 2. What does it say? It says, in this section, operational control means the prevention of all unlawful entries into the U.S., including entries by terrorists, etc. You're not preventing entries. You're fomenting entries. You're encouraging it. You're either accepting the Biden administration, and if that's the case, then you should be impeached. If you disagree with the Biden administration's program, you should resign. That's where we are.
All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, you were fired up the other day.
Well, yes, and I think everybody in America should be fired up at what's happening on our border. And then the obvious willfulness of Secretary Mayorkas and President Biden to open this border up and endanger the entire country. It's absolutely, it's one of the most outrageous things I've seen in government in many, many years.
Congressman, you know, we got something of a reprieve with the judge intervening and putting a stop to Title 42 being removed. The Biden administration says they're not going to appeal, but still, you've got tens of thousands of people that are coming across that border. And what are you hearing being from a border state?
Well, Todd, you're still getting about 10,000 a day coming across that are being encountered. That means that we arrest them or they surrender. Then you have probably another 3,000-4,000 a day that are getting away. We got massive amounts of drugs coming across. You do have sex trafficking, human trafficking. You got environmental degradation. And you have gaps in the fence that they could close up in short order. It's the cartels control the southern border, and they're engaged in a terrific battle right now in some areas on the south side of the border, and it's going to spill over to our side soon. And this administration is not doing anything. And I mean, I could give you specifics, even within some of my communities on the border in Arizona, and the negative impacts within their communities.
You know, Congressman, yesterday we got word that the Homeland Security, they don't have enough. Clearly, the agents don't have enough manpower. We don't have enough resources down there. And yet Homeland Security is going to allocate money and resources to create a ministry of truth. And the person they've asked to head that up has a very ugly track record of spewing disinformation about President Trump, about conservatives in general.
Yeah, I mean, Nina Jankowicz is going to come in. She's going to be apparently the disinformation director, which is appropriate because she's directed a lot of disinformation in her time. She's been wrong. Here's the question. She's been wrong on the Hunter Biden laptop. She has said that she is against people like Elon Musk who are free speech absolutists. And I just wonder what in the world. Who's going to go in and check this this crazy Nina Jankowicz, who's going to basically monitor every American, and she's going to target Americans? That's what this authoritarian left wing Biden administration has come to.
You know, what I find fascinating is that you have someone like Tulsi Gabbard, who's a Democrat, and she nailed it. She said this is the Biden administration creating a dictatorship.
Yeah, she's right. They have moved. So I called it fascism when they were engaging Twitter to censor free speech. But now they've taken all that power. They're trying to centralize it. And so you've got an oligarchical type of government. So you really have a communist dictatorship that's trying to emerge out of the Biden administration.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, we are getting calls, messages from many Republicans, many conservatives who are very upset, very angry at Kevin McCarthy. And I'm wondering, based on the messages, the audio that's coming out, do you share those concerns about Congressman McCarthy?
Yeah, I've expressed myself to him. And publicly that was undermining to us as a conference. It was also this notion that he said that, you know, some of these people should have been censored from their Facebook and Twitter accounts or social media. And this notion that he's trying to say that now, well, I was just, you know, throwing out some options. He said he was going to call President Trump and suggest that he resign. Now, I understand it was in the heat of the moment right after January 6th, but that was a time when you should have been working with us to stand tall for the rule of law and not to appease Liz Cheney.
Does he need to go and from his leadership position? Would you like to see if the Republicans take charge of the House after the midterms? Do you believe that he is capable of leading the Republicans?
Well, I would prefer to be Jim Jordan, and I have voted for Jim in the past. I don't think he really wants to do it. But if my point, Todd, is if the vote were held today, unfortunately, I think many of your listeners are going to be upset when they hear this. I think Kevin would win. The thing about is, if Kevin wins, I've said You may be the leader, but you've got to change your method of leadership. You've got to become and restore trust to not just to me, but to the conference, in my opinion, and the American people. And the way you do that is it's a series of promises kept. You start keeping promises that you've made instead of doing what we've seen.
10 seconds here. Did he get that message? Do you think he understands?
Time will tell, Todd. Time will tell.
Oh, boy. Now, that doesn't sound very reassuring. All right. Congressman Andy Biggs, fighting the good fight for America. Congressman, hope you have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you, Todd. You too. Thanks.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Andy Biggs laying it out there when it comes to Kevin McCarthy. And I like Jim Jordan. I like Ron Estes. A lot of you folks may not be familiar with that name, but you should do some research on him. Congressman Ron Estes out of Kansas, he represents Wichita. He'd be a great Speaker of the House. Folks, got to take a break here. We again are live from Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the Doble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This Doble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so delighted to have you with us today. Folks, if you are a liberal, prepare to be triggered. If you're a conservative, prepare to have a lot of fun and watch the liberals being triggered. That's just what we do here, folks, every single day, Monday through Friday. Today, though, we are broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful campus here, and we would love for you to drop by and say hello. This weekend, conservatives from all over America are gathering here in Memphis to learn how to engage their culture and to take back America. And we've got some great speakers, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Pastor Robert Jeffress, Mark Meadows, the former Trump chief of staff, will be here. And also our guest here with us at Mid-America Seminary at our broadcast location, Michelle Woodhouse, who is running for Congress in the 11th Congressional District of North Carolina. Michelle, good to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
And you guys are going to be, you're going to be speaking, one of the speakers. What is the message you're bringing to the conservatives at the meeting tomorrow?
So I'm on a panel talking about CRT and SEL and how to get both of those destructive ideological views of the left out of our classrooms. And then I'm going to do two breakout sessions on how we can get members of the faith community engaged in the GOP and how they can plug in with the party.
And that is an important thing, because many pastors around America are telling their congregations, do not engage anymore. They're telling them to withdraw. And so you're saying the key here is to get engaged.
Absolutely. We had 5 million evangelicals stay home, which was part and parcel of us getting the liberal ideology of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the failed policies of this administration. But even if we just focus on one issue within the faith community, and that being abortion, the way that the left is drawing a narrative around that and pushing such a far left ideology of abortion on demand, the faith community has to rally and has to get involved. And I know it is a tricky issue for pastors, but when you're sitting in that pew, you have a calling. And when you're outside of that church every other day of the week, you have a calling, and that is to spread the gospel.
Michelle, you've got some folks in the primary, mm-hmm. the Republican primary. You've got Madison, and let's take Madison Cawthorn first. He says he's the born again Christian, the evangelical, and he of course is in Congress right now. What's your take on the headlines that are coming out seemingly every day now?
Every day, and you know we pray for Congressman Cawthorn by name every day and have for 2 years, but Congressman Cawthorn has made himself unelectable. In the 11th Congressional District. And just like Leader McCarthy, I pray that Madison gets his life together and takes time to get his head on straight and find his way. But where we sit right now in the 11th Congressional District, we have no representation. Madison not only is making salacious headlines day in and day out, whether it's knives or guns or cocaine or whatever he might be talking about, trying to bring a gun into the airport, the latest things, again, that are just really
They're horrible, but we've got to say them. I mean, there's photographs of him grabbing another man's crotch, and he's saying that's a joke. You know, it was just done in jest. He's wearing the ladies' undergarments. Mm-hmm. Again, he says that was a youthful whatever. They were just having fun. And that may very well be the case, but the issue here is clearly somebody is now leaking all of this information out. I say shame on that person,
sure.
But at the same time, holy cow.
Absolutely.
I mean,
well, and
Madison, what the heck?
And the people of Western North Carolina are tired of the salacious headlines. And even if we put those over on a table and say, between the cocaine and the orgies and all of these things, put that over on the table, look at Madison's body of work. What we see in Western North Carolina is a congressman who has the worst voting record of any freshman member of Congress in the history of our country, more proxy votes than anyone, and he closed 3 of his 4 constituent services offices. So he's not doing the work in D.C. that we sent him there to do. He's not doing the work on the ground to help the people of the mountains. Instead, it's story upon story upon story. And that is, it's not serving the people of Western North Carolina. He's made himself really unelectable.
And it's shocking because he was actually elevated to some, you know, as the next, you know, the next great thing in the conservative movement. And you know, a lot of people always, we get the calls, oh, he's just a young guy, or people try to dismiss it. No, he's what, 26, 27 years old. There are people fighting for their country right now, putting their lives on the line. So this guy can do what he's doing.
Well, and he makes choices. Madison chose to drive on a revoked driver's license for 3 years, get pulled over for reckless driving, and then lie to state troopers. Those were choices. That wasn't a left-wing media conspiracy against him. So I think what would serve Madison well would be to show maturity and own the mistakes that he's making rather than doubling down and blaming it on someone else.
But you think he's disqualified himself?
He's done. He's done. The if he were to come out of this primary in a 2022 cycle where Republicans will be elected across this country from the bottom of the ballot to the top, Madison Cawthorn will lose a safe Republican seat to an uber-liberal out of Asheville.
Let's talk about this other person in the race, Chuck Edwards. You've got some concerns about him.
Absolutely. Chuck Edwards is being funded and supported by the Richard Burr, Tom Tillis team. Richard Burr, who, you know, kind of on point with what you've been talking about all day today, spent 40 of 48 months of President Trump's administration on this Russia collusion hoax, trying to take him down. Burr and Tillis have both endorsed Senator Edwards, funding his campaign with $300,000+ in super PAC money. You've got Tillis and Dick Durbin working on amnesty legislation right now. We have two non-conservative senators who are backing a non-conservative congressional candidate, all who've worked to take down Donald Trump.
Michelle Woodhouse is with us here at Mid-America Seminary. She is running for Congress as a Republican, a conservative Republican for the 11th Congressional District. Chuck Edwards is symbolic of the problem we're dealing with in the Republican Party right now, these rhinos. But they're really not even rhinos. I'll be generous. They sound like maybe conservative Democrats.
Absolutely. Well, if you are working on amnesty legislation with Dick Durbin, you ceased being a Republican
in my book. Okay, sorry, that's a liberal Democrat. I'm sorry, I was being too generous.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's Senator Burr, you know, when he was elected, we all had, you know, he was a conservative. And then he, like many in the party, caught Trump derangement syndrome and absolutely lost their mind for nearly 40 years working to take down the president.
I want to give out our number here. I know we have a lot of listeners in that congressional district. So, folks, if you have a question of Michelle, would you take a call?
Absolutely.
All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. You know, Michelle, we've been talking about Kevin McCarthy, a lot of concerns from the base. What about yourself?
Well, you know, our number one priority is that we get that gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hands. And that's why this seat is unbelievably important, because if Cawthorn comes out, we lose the seat to a liberal. And that gets makes it that much harder for us to pick
so
up those five
if,
seats.
If Cawthorn is the nominee, he loses in
I
the
do.
General.
Absolutely. Our district is not as red as it was prior to a really failed redistricting by Republicans in the General Assembly of North Carolina. And Asheville, the San Francisco of the South, is in our district, and if all that the liberal candidate would have to do is flip the unaffiliated voters in that county, and the seat is gone, and Madison has abandoned the district.
You got a good restaurant barbecue joint there in Asheville. Is it 12 Bones? Is
that, oh, yeah.
That's good. That's the redeeming factor. But what's up with the bongos and the drum circles at sunset? Jeez,
a lot of smell of patchouli in the air we have there. But
it just hits you, right? You're driving
sure
down I-40. Whoa, where did that come from?
We have a lot of that. We have a lot of that. But it is God's country. It is where North Carolina begins. We have incredible, hardworking, God-fearing people who are suffering under Joe Biden's failed administration, spending $5,200 more this year than they did last year for fuel and food. Our farmers are struggling. I talked to a farmer this week when I was out who has 35 acres to farm, and she can only farm 8 acres because her fertilizer went up 300%.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So these are real issues impacting real people right here in your congressional district.
Every day. And that's why when we look at this race, it's so critically important to have an America First candidate who's going to come out of the gate and get to work and work on the ground as well as work in Washington, D.C. And what we see with Congressman Cawthorn is not only the antics and the headlines, but the fact that he's abandoned the district and isn't doing the work that we need him to do, and then we can't have a rhino.
It was strange. I mean, his office looks more like an Abercrombie store, you know, where you walk in and you have the models and all these very good, and nothing against good-looking people, but that's really not the point of a congressional office. I think it's his comms team,
yep.
And they really don't have any folks that are there, and I've heard this complaint quite a bit, that there's no constituent services back home in the district.
There's none. He had four offices, closed three of them. And so some of the places in Western North Carolina, you'd have to drive 5 hours round trip to get to his office to get constituent services. And constituent services might not win you election, but it'll surely lose an election, because when people need help with their Social Security, they need help with their veterans benefits, they need help with a pothole on their street, they want to know that their member of Congress is there to help them. And Congressman Cawthorn has not been. And so we really see this as an opportunity for us to be able to serve the people of Western North Carolina.
Let's jump in here with a phone call. We have Tammy on the line from Asheville, North Carolina. Tammy, you're on the air with Michelle Woodhouse.
Hi, Michelle Woodhouse, and hello, Todd. How are you
guys? Hi.
Doing well, Tammy. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to say that I was a big Madison supporter in the last election, and with everything I've seen, it's been really frustrating to see what, you know, all the antics and everything. And I am switching to Michelle. I believe Michelle is the America First candidate. I'm convinced she's going to help us stop the mandate, get our gas prices back down, stop the inflation, and close the border. And those are so critical. And I tell you something else that's been so frustrating to me is that Chuck Edwards, and I know I heard you talking about, you know, masks and mandates earlier. Chuck Edwards, who is also running for this position, voted for masks in SB 232, which is the bill that allowed our Democrat Governor Cooper to mask us.
And yeah, let me jump in here, Tammy. You know what? If you are a Republican and you voted to mask or to punish a business, you're automatically disqualified in my mind. That's it. Michelle, I want you to weigh in here. You've got Tammy, who's switching over to your side here. Go ahead and say a few words to her.
Yeah, Tammy, thank you so much. I'm so honored to have your vote. It's the greatest gift that you could give to me, and we will serve you with distinction every day. And not only did Senator Edwards vote for the masks, he voted for social emotional learning and CRT to come into the classrooms of North Carolina. And I'll be glad to talk about that tomorrow when we're here on the stage, because Republicans are doing this to constituents, putting masks and mandates in place, CRT and SEL. And that's why we have to vet these candidates and really unpack, because all Republicans are not created equal. So I am so honored to have your support, and thank you for listening in Western North Carolina.
All right, Tammy, thank you for calling in. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Michelle, I mean, there are so many dumpster fires burning across America right now, and it's really hard to focus on one or two. But I like Tammy said, there are a lot of problems, and we've got to make sure we have the right Republicans being elected to Congress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We look at right now, this is why this Tillis amnesty bill is so concerning to me. We are in the worst illegal immigration crisis in our country. Biden wants to roll back Title 42, and it will only get worse. We're watching fentanyl come into Western North Carolina straight out of Atlanta in droves, talking to law enforcement. What we're seeing there, we've got to close the border. Immediately, we've got to close the border, and we've got to go back to Trump's energy policies. And those two things will bring back national security, and they will start to jump. They will jumpstart this economy, which is failing miserably under Joe Biden.
All right, Michelle, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to see you. And if listeners want to help us to engage and stop a rhino from getting this seat, or to help us prevent Madison Cawthorn from losing it, they can visit our website at woodhouse4nc.com. We'd be so grateful to have their support and their prayers.
All right, Michelle Woodhouse, everybody, and we've got links to all of your platforms over on our live show blog. Make it simple for folks as well. Michelle, good luck tomorrow, and good luck on the race.
Yes, and thank you for your endorsement. I'm so blessed to have it.
Absolutely. Michelle Woodhouse, everybody, running for Congress, and she does have my support. I wish I could vote there, but I don't live in North Carolina, and I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah, so, you know,
otherwise, I would. But
vote in many states, early and often.
Or dead. Who knows? All right, folks, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We are broadcasting live from Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now, with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And I am disappointed with Madison Cawthorn. And the people have been asking who's leaking all the videos. And the last video came out. Cawthorn was grabbing the private parts of a male person, a staffer. I don't know if it was a staffer, but or a constituent. I'm sure there's a better way of getting someone's vote. Jeez, Lou. Sorry, Grace Baker. But again, it's people are asking, where is all of this coming from? Folks, Madison Cawthorn has enraged Republican leadership to the point that they have all of this. They've got all the opposition research. They've got all of this intel. And they're more than happy to share this. This is going to be a terrible, terrible drip, drip, drip. Nobody wants to see these pictures. Nobody wants to see these videos. But Cawthorn, it looks as though he's being fairly defiant. But the reality of all of this is, are you taking care of business back home in the district? That's all. That's all. And that is a question, just like MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you've got all these people, little Jimmy Acosta going after MTG. The reality is, it doesn't matter what CNN thinks. It doesn't matter what little Jimmy Acosta thinks. All that matters is what the people of Marjorie Taylor Greene's congressional district back home in Georgia think. And the same thing with Madison Cawthorn. And I can tell you that that is a very conservative area. And the good church-going crowd, they don't like their congressman going out there and wearing women's underpants and grabbing people's crotches and driving drunk and trying to get on board an airplane with a gun. They don't like that kind of stuff. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Ivan in North Carolina. Ivan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Sean. My wife and I really like your show, and sorry I missed you the last time you were in Moab City.
Well, thank you for that. You're kind to say that.
As a rock-solid conservative, we have an idea of one way to maybe rid ourselves of Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and that would be to somehow support his opponent in the fall election and have them elected, and then he'd be gone, and we could have the Speaker we wanted.
Well, that could be a possibility there, Ivan. Who would you like to see in that seat, if not Kevin McCarthy?
Well, Jim Jordan.
Yeah, the same with, you know, we had Andy Biggs on just a few moments ago, Ivan, and he would like to see Jim Jordan in that seat as well, but Jordan says he's not interested. I love Trump. I love Trump for that spot, if Trump would be willing to take it for a year or so.
Look, I would love that, but maybe Jim Jordan says that because it's politically correct, not that he follows the political.
Now, Ivan, do you think that Jim Jordan cares about being politically correct?
Well, maybe if Kevin McCarthy's Speaker, but if somebody else was. I've met Jim Jordan. We met him here in New Bern, and then we met Mark Meadows here in Beaufort.
Both good guys. Ivan, hate to do this, but we got to skedaddle, my friend. We're running late for a break. That's what that music is. My apologies there. 844-747-8868, ladies and gentlemen, our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting live from Mid-America Seminary.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. Great campus, great people here. And we are getting ready for the big culture engagement summit. We're talking about hundreds of conservatives from all over the country gathering here, and we would love to see you. All you have to do is drop by. They've got plenty of room. Folks, we talk about this a lot, supporting companies that share our values. And we love Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about, and it is incredibly easy to switch over. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Now, look, here's the deal. When you do that, you've got to use my name, Todd, as the promo code, and they're going to hook you up with some great discounts, especially if you are a veteran or first responder. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. So I mentioned in the last segment about Marjorie Taylor Greene and little Jimmy Acosta. So Acosta is trying to make a name for himself. The guy, it's really sad. I mean, this guy is a know-nothing loser, which is why he works at CNN. But here you have little Jimmy Acosta, and now this guy actually hides in bushes, and he ambushes conservative lawmakers, but only conservative female lawmakers. Well, little Jimmy Acosta got more than he could handle just the other day. I want to play some audio. This is little Jimmy Acosta ambushing Marjorie Taylor Greene in Washington.
I guess you said that you didn't recall calling Nancy Pelosi a traitor. Is that right?
You know, Jim, the problem...
You don't seem to recall a whole lot. What's going on there?
You know, Jim, you have a show, and in all fairness, you try to present this image of me to your viewers, and it's just really not correct.
Well, we're just trying to get some answers. Did you send a text asking for the president to declare martial law? Did you do that?
You know, I don't recall those being my text messages, but have you read the text message that is that you're referring to.
I did.
Because
yeah,
it actually says if you...
It was misspelled, but it seemed to say
actually it says if you read it correctly, Jim, your problem is you're lying again right now. It says, I do not know on those things. That's what that text message actually says. Now, why don't you be honest?
Why even bring it up?
No, why don't you be honest?
Why even bring up martial law?
No, you know, your problem is you're just one of those liars on television. And people hate it. They can't stand the liars on television.
I'm not the one saying I don't recall.
Quote the supposed text message. Quote it. What does it say? I don't know on those things.
If you want to hang on, let's
read
it
out loud.
Let's read it. Okay,
why don't you be honest for once?
Let's take a look.
Read it out loud.
Let's take a look. I mean, my question is,
read it out loud. What does it actually say?
Okay.
What is the text message? Read the whole thing.
Let's look at it. Okay.
Yeah, let's read it.
But you're saying you don't recall it.
I don't know if that's my text message or not, but
read
if you
it,
want
Jimmy.
To talk about a text
read it,
message,
Jimmy.
Read the text message.
Read it, Jimmy.
Do something
Let's take
real.
A look. Let's take a look.
Okay,
Let's take
read
a look.
The exact text message
I'll
that you're talking about.
I'll read it. Let's take a look here.
Oh, we got an article.
Let's
Why don't
take
you
a look.
Find
Let's
the
take
actual
a look.
Text message?
Let's see here. Let's hang on a second.
Let's see here.
In our private chat with only members, several are saying the only way to save our republic is for Trump to call for martial law. Marshall was not spelled.
Keep going with the text message.
I don't know on those things.
Wait,
I just wanted you to tell him.
I don't know on those things. Is that what that says? It says, I don't know on those things.
But why
Wait,
even
hold
bring
on,
it up?
Stop. This text message that's supposedly mine, I don't know if it is. What does it say? It says some members, and then it
but
says, wait, hold on. It says, I don't know. Wait, I don't know if that's my text. It says, I don't know on those things. Why don't you tell that story?
You're saying you don't know.
No, you're lying.
You're being defensive about it.
You know why people do not like
you? Why are you being so defensive?
Because you're a liar. Why do you want to lie on television for your viewers?
I'm not trying to lie.
No, you're trying to
I'm trying to ask you
No, you're accusing me of something, and then when you read the actual words, it tells another story. It
right,
tells
but
the
you're being awfully defensive.
Have a good one, Jim.
Yeah, when you want to be honest, and you actually want to talk about me as a real person and present me fairly, then I'll talk to you. But until then, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Let me ask you this.
No, I don't want
to.
If you don't know, we're done.
Stop harassing me.
Stop harassing me. Stop harassing me. I'm not subpoenaed. Stop harassing me.
I know, but if you are, will you comply with that subpoena? Will you testify?
Stop harassing me.
I'm just trying to ask you some questions.
You're not. I didn't give you permission to. Leave me alone.
Can you also explain your comments about the Catholic Church? What that was about?
Why don't you read my statement for your viewers?
All right. You know, we're just trying to ask you some questions. That's all we're trying to
No, you're not. You're trying to lie about me, and I'm tired of it.
We're not trying to lie
yes,
about you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
we're
are.
Just very politely.
No, you're not politely. No, you're politely and unprofessionally lying, because that's what you are. A liar. Professional liar.
Well, we wanted to ask you some questions. That's
A, on your show, and that's what you're all about. Good for you. Way to earn a paycheck.
All right, so a couple of things to take away from this encounter. First of all, male CNN reporters love to smack around conservative women. That's what they do. They get paid to do that, and they do a very good job of ambushing conservative women. People like Jim Acosta are predators. But here's the great thing about conservative women. They know how to fight back. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, and honestly, when little Jimmy Acosta, like, sprang out of the bushes, she would have been well within her rights as a God-fearing American citizen to whip out the bear spray or whatever, because you don't know what's coming out of the bushes in Washington, D.C. But she didn't. She's a good and gracious and Christian woman, and Marjorie Taylor Greene would not do something like that. But the reality is, when you look at the scope of what these mainstream media hacks are trying to do, they're trying to take down conservative women. And thank goodness for Marjorie Taylor Greene. She stood her ground and refused to be bullied by little Jimmy Acosta. And by little, folks, if the rumors are true, I mean tiny. Little Jimmy Acosta. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, our good friend Mike Lindell has some incredible deals for our great audience. MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And Mike has some wonderful discounts on pretty much all of the products they're selling. Get this, a spring sale underway right now. My Pillows. Normally, you're going to pay a lot of money for these great classic pillows. Now only $19.98 with our promo code. Every single thing that Mike has in his store now discounted, thanks to just four listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. We're talking about the six-piece My Pillow towel set, $39.99, and also the Giza Dream Sheets, now $39.99. And whatever you order, Mike is going to send you a free copy of his best-selling book, Compliments of My Pillow. MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Go to that page, order, and everything you buy will be discounted. And, of course, you're going to get that great book from our good friend Mike Lindell free of charge. We'll be right back, folks.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting today from Mid-America Seminary, beautiful campus here in Memphis, Tennessee. If you're in town, you got to get off the interstate. We're just right off Interstate 40. Just pull in and say hello, and big gathering this weekend, the Culture Engagement Summit. One of the star speakers joining us just got in, our good friend Ryan Helfenbein from Liberty University Standing for Freedom Center. Ryan, this is your first time in Memphis, is that right?
That is right. I got in late last night, Todd, at 11 p.m., and I have not yet had barbecue.
All right, forget about the barbecue. You got a gun? I'm just saying.
I flew on a federal aviation regulated commercial airline, so you know the answer to that question.
Well,
no.
unless you're Madison Cawthorn, right. But that's a sore subject. We're not going to talk about that.
That's right.
No, it's Memphis is a great town, violent town, but a great town. Barbecue, though, here it is. You got to go to Central Barbecue.
Yeah.
That's the joint. And get the dry rub.
Okay.
So if you get the dry rub, you're going to be good.
I'm going to sample it today. I know I'm a Texan, so you know I like my beef brisket. So we'll
yeah,
see.
That's not barbecue. That you're in Memphis. If it ain't pig, it ain't barbecue.
I hear that.
Somebody actually, it was funny you mentioned that. We have a guy here. They have a great ministry called Generous Joe's. And it's
yes.
Coffee. And they're just a few. Yeah.
I have one right here.
Coffee. It's great coffee. And they were telling us, they're from Iowa, and they were saying that this is their first time in Memphis as well. And so they're in the same boat trying to get some good barbecue.
All right. We're going to go to Central.
Central Barbecue. Dry rub. All right, Ryan, you're one of the keynote speakers tomorrow.
Yes.
And I want to know, what are you going to be talking about? What's on your mind?
Well, the next generation is the most important thing. In all of the culture wars that are going on, by the way, God is not dead. Neither are the culture wars, Todd.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that we need to recognize is all the ideological weapons that have been brought to bear in this battle. We're certainly seeing it in public education, but we're seeing it on social media as well. We're seeing the liberation of some of those platforms, hopefully Twitter, and the deal goes through. But what we have to do is really equip and prepare this next generation to be hardened against these weapons. I think about Vladimir Lenin, "Give me your young for 4 years, and the seeds I sow will not be uprooted." We have to be sincere about this, and that's what we're doing at Liberty University. We're training up the next generation of champions for Christ to take on the world. We've got to get serious about what's happening with wokeness and with woke projection.
And there seem to be so many battles that are being waged. And you talk about, you know, Lenin, and you look at the fight against communism, and here we are. It's like history literally repeating itself in Eastern Europe right now. And going back to really the founder of the modern-day conservative movement, you had William F. Buckley Jr.
Yes.
Writing, and his early writings really framed the battle as not being a political battle, but being a battle it's a spiritual battle.
Yes.
God versus man in communism, and I think that's a reminder for us that this is all based on an issue of spirituality.
Yeah, I totally agree. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned William F. Buckley. I did not come to know William F. Buckley until he had already passed away. But I will tell you, the Buckley principle, he was one of the early, I believe Buckley would have been MAGA. I really do. I really believe he would have been America First.
He was exposing Yale. He was exposing
that's exactly
the
wokeness right.
at Yale back in the 1960s.
He believed in populism as well. He believed in the people. He believed that the phone book in Boston, he could find more people to run the country in Boston's phone book than, say, Harvard's academic directory.
True. Yeah,
I really believe that Buckley predated many of these principles. He embodied them. He was a lettered man. He was certainly educated, highly educated, but he was not an elitist, and there is a difference.
You know, by the way, just as a brief aside, you know, he was a big peanut butter guy. He loved peanut butter. Had his own brand of peanut butter.
I did not know that.
That's an amazing story.
I did not know
you
that.
See, that's why you come on this program.
Absolutely.
So everything always circles back to food on this show.
I'm a big-time foodie, but let me say one other thing. What I loved about Buckley is that he was for the average person. What I love about the founder of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Sr., the same exact way.
That's right. And without Jerry Falwell Sr., there would not have been a Ronald Reagan. That's when the moral majority rose up and really put Ronald Reagan in office and mobilized a lot of people in the evangelical community, the Christian community, who were not engaged in politics or the culture at the time.
He fought against this religious pietism, quietism, separatism. Yeah. And by the way, we're seeing this. There's nobody more pietistic than the progressive left. They absolutely love to keep things sequestered, love to keep things siloed and isolated, and balkanize the Christian faith from the public square, keep it separate. So when you think about what happened in the late 70s and early 80s, it was the reawakening of America to recognize this is your country, you need to fight for it.
And here we are so many years later looking for those leaders, and you know, Ron DeSantis, I think, from Florida immediately comes to mind, someone who embodies that spirit and somebody who's actually leading the charge in Florida against this wokeness.
Yes, I would say he's a fighter. He understands that you do actually have to win. You cannot just be value neutral. You have to recognize that if the family is being politicized, if religion's being politicized, if two genders is now being politicized, I mean, all of these things used to be pre-political value neutral. Everybody could agree on them. The reality is DeSantis understands what's happening with the Cultural Revolution, and he's taking it on in full force.
Ryan Helfenbein here with us at Mid-America Seminary, Liberty University Standing for Freedom Center. That center becomes crucial to fighting this war.
Yes, it does. Todd, I would say it's many ways the canary in the coal mine. It's the bellwether. It's the demarcation of conservative versus liberal. And I don't just mean that politically. I mean that theologically, ideologically. It's a world view. We believe in life, liberty, and truth. We're going to dig in, and we're going to defend it for the next generation.
And that is going to be part of your message tomorrow, I have to imagine, here at the conference.
It absolutely is. We want to be able to take this fight moving forward. And I will just say, because we're here at Mid-America Theological Seminary, one of the biggest cultural institutions in our country. It predates the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and that is the church. The church is crucial to this, and those that are kind of in this woke camp, the revolutionaries, so to speak, they want to hijack the mission of the church and hijack the gospel and use it to their own ends.
No, they do, and we've got to push back against that, and that's a big concern. And I saw this happening really during the Obama administration, where you had a lot of these religious leaders, so-called conservative religious leaders, really just falling all over themselves to try to get inside the Oval Office with Barack Obama, and that was really and I don't think at the time people understood what was actually happening. I don't think I understood what was happening at the time.
Right. No, I agree. And there was a moment, I would even say, I'm not trying to name names, but I even remember when Rick Warren was at the ceremony for the swearing in and gave the invocation, gave the prayer. And I thought in that moment, it was just a little bit odd how far he was even going in that moment. And a few short years later, this country dramatically changed.
It did. I was there when all that, you know, and it was, they had Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir,
yes,
all the whole nine yards. And I remember David Axelrod wrote a book, and he talked about when Obama was at Rick Warren's church, and they had it was the big issue of either it was gay marriage or abortion, either one.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama lied, and Axelrod actually wrote that Obama intentionally lied inside the church. And I'm, you know, if I'm the pastor, I'm like, how in the world could you let something like that happen? And how that seems to be unforgivable.
You know, I would say even he lied there, and even Jeremiah Wright, who was far closer to Obama ideologically, said to, I believe, Bill Moyers that he lied. And that was Jeremiah Wright.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The chicken's coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, tomorrow you'll be able to hear Ryan Helfenbein in person. And if you would like free tickets, we're just going to make it simple. Give us a call right now. The conference is in Memphis. We're not going to pay for your airline flight, but we will take care of your tickets for you. If you would like free tickets, give us a call right now, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. 8868. Ryan, good luck. I look forward to hearing what you have to say,
Todd,
tomorrow.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right, folks. Hour three of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program live from Mid-America Seminary.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.